states uneasy. Indiana State Senator Jim Buck, a Republican, says, quote, "This money isn't manna from heaven. It comes with a price." Buck worries that the federal money will leave states under greater federal control and burden future generations with debt. Mark Thomas, IRN, USA Radio News.
Dom DeLuise's son says the actor and comedian has died in Southern California. He was 75. Michael DeLuise told Los Angeles TV station KTLA and radio station KNX that his father died last night. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Janet Phelan, who's an investigative reporter, has her own radio program on Liberty Works Radio on Saturday afternoons. But we're going to be talking to Janet about conservatorships, about police review boards, things of that sort. But before we get to that, I just wanted to comment on something we heard on the news about the concern that the Taliban might get the nuclear weapons that Pakistan has. It's estimated they may have as many as 60 nuclear weapons. Now, we've asked this question in the past. How do you honestly believe that a second-rate nation like Pakistan could ever come up with the technology, the know-how, the equipment needed to build a nuclear weapon? That takes a very, very sophisticated country, and even a very sophisticated country like Iran is having a difficulty getting a sufficient material to build a bomb with. So where did Pakistan get the equipment, technology, the know-how to build a nuclear bomb? Well, those of you who, of course, listen to our programs regularly have heard me refer to Sybil Edmonds. That's Sybil Edmonds. And her story that was suppressed here in the United States, a gag order was placed on her so that what she knew about the origin of the Pakistan nuclear bomb could not be told to the American people. It was appealed to a federal court. It was appealed to an appeals court. It was appealed to the Supreme Court. And they all said, oh, we couldn't let the American people know about this. It would endanger the security of our country. It would endanger the security of the United States. What did Sybil Edmonds know? That our State Department was intentionally allowing the transfer of nuclear technology to Pakistan. Now, you can read that story on my website at radioliberty.com. That's the January 2008 article entitled State Secrets. It's the Sybil Edmonds story, or go up on the Internet, just type in London Times, and you can read it there. She can tell this story in Europe. She has basically circulated this story throughout the entire world. But we have so much censorship in America that even though all of our major newspapers know the true Sybil Edmonds story and how we've been building up the nuclear potential of Pakistan, none of them will reveal it. Why? Because people cannot be allowed to understand that we're preparing for a nuclear war in the Middle East. That's how we're going to wipe out a lot of the Muslims, and probably India will be in on this, and Israel and Iran, and you know, it's going to be a bloody old time, and believe me, it may very well spread right to our homeland. but you're not going to get the truth from the media, read my January 2008 article, the Sybil Inman story, and then help us get the truth out. Because the last thing they want is for the American people to know that instead of trying to limit the spread of nuclear weapons, we've actually been encouraging it. And, of course, the State Department knowingly, of course, the State Department's under the control of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, Brotherhood of Darkness, a gang, and they're looking for a major world war as a means of bringing in this one world government. Well, with that as a background, let's get to our special guest, Janet Phelan. Hi, Janet. Thanks very much for being with us again.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show, Dr. Monteith.
You just pick up the story from there. You tell people who you are and how you got interested in the issue of conservatorships.
Well, this is actually another war that's going on. It's a quiet war, which is a war on the vulnerable citizens of the United States of America through the courts. And I do host a weekly radio show now. I'm on every Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. on Liberty News Radio. And I have been covering this war on the vulnerable through our courts for several years now. In articles, print articles, when I was working as a reporter at the American's Bulletin, and also, of course, on the radio. What is going on here is that the elderly and disabled, who are among the most vulnerable citizens in the United States, are being funneled into conservatorship programs. For those who don't know, conservatorship or guardianship, it's the same thing, basically, is initiated when there are allegations that a person is becoming incompetent, forgetful, disabled, whatever. Now, when you're dealing with an elderly population, you are very often dealing with people who have quite a bit of money. They've worked their whole lives. They may have a nest egg. Upon the initiation of a conservatorship of a state, the assets are immediately transferred to the conservator for, quote-unquote, protection. When you have a conservatorship of person, the person's rights are transferred or basically taken away from them. You may lose the right to decide where you live. You may certainly lose the right to vote. You may lose the right to decide if you see family members. And, you know, very frighteningly, you will lose control over your own medical care. And what makes this story a really big story, and there has been a lot of attempts to suppress this in the mainstream media, is that there is a massive amount of collusion going on all the way up through the justice agencies in terms of initiating and making sure that these conservatorships get into place. Now, when you're dealing with a lot of money and you don't have a lot of oversight from the justice agencies, then you have the opportunity for a lot of financial misappropriations or theft.
In other words, you're talking about the conservator just taking the wealth of these older people who are in their care and using it for their own purposes.
Well, yes. Yes, exactly. Now, conservatorships can be very expensive. Conservators can charge a very high fees. I know in New York, state of New York, conservators often charge as much as $300 an hour. And then because these are, you know, everything has to be approved by the court, there is an attorney for the conservator who also may charge $300 an hour. So you can see where these can become very expensive. Now, there is supposed to be court oversight, which is making sure that the person doesn't get, you know, robbed or treated badly. And what we are seeing is that people are getting robbed and treated badly, and sometimes treated badly to death. And the justice agencies are turning pretty much a blind eye. Now, how can this happen and why would this happen? Why would it happen that a population who is elderly and disabled would be targeted in this manner? This is, you know, something that a lot of people have been debating why it is that these conservatorships are happening everywhere. Every state in the country has conservatorship laws, and the reports coming in of abusive conservatorships where the people are being robbed and withheld medical care and dying and so on are becoming, these reports are becoming massive. So the problem here, as I really see it, is that that we have collusion. The collusions start, we could say, with the judges. The judges are presented information. There are confidential bank and brokerage statements which are filed. Supposedly only the court can see them, and these don't often match the accountings. I have actually in my possession now a bank statement where the conservator, who in this case was the infamous Melody Scott, and for those who don't know who she is, I'll be addressing that in a moment, she actually took 20 days after the conservatee died, and there were beneficiaries of the estate, she took out $30,000 out of the person's bank account and never reported it to the court, and it just sort of disappeared.
And, of course, didn't she actually lose her license? And
I do hear the music. And
hold that
I
thought.
Sure
we'll
like
be, hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment or two with Janet Phelan. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years, and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today is Janet Palin. She was just talking about this one conservator. Did she lose her license over misappropriation of funds?
Well, her license has been, no, she did not lose her license over misappropriation of funds. Melody Scott, her license has been suspended because she lied on her application to the Professional Fiduciary Board. Now, there are hearings going on up in Oakland, May 26th, 27th, and 28th, where the administrative court proceedings are going to be deciding whether or not she gets her license back. Now, Melody, you can find out more about Melody Scott. Well, you can Google her, and you can also read the articles. When I was working as a reporter for the American's Bulletin, I did a series of articles called The Probate Murders. And the second in the series is subtitled Melody Scott and the State of California in the Business of Death, with a question mark. Now, the Bulletin had sent me down to Redlands, California, which is the location where Melody Scott has her business, and I spent 2 months in Redlands Probate Court going through the conservatorship files and copying off documents, contacting family members of conservatees, et cetera, in order to write that article. And what I found by going through those files was really fairly shocking. Not only that there was enormous amounts of questionable practices regarding finances, and you can read about those in the Probate Murder series, but also there were other activities by Melody Scott. I call what she is doing in terms of health care for the elderly terminally, I call it inappropriate end-of-life decisions. I'm sort of skirting the M word here. If you have an elderly person who is your charge, who you are supposed to be taking care of, and that person gets sick with something treatable and you withhold medical care, well, as a conservator, you do have the right to make that decision. However, if the elderly person has just run out of money and you cannot be funding this very expensive conservatorship anymore, and the person comes down with, say, pneumonia, and you decide that she shouldn't get antibiotics, which is exactly what happened in the Elizabeth Fairbanks case, which is discussed in Probate Murders Part 2, then you have the person die, and apparently that's legal. Well, these are the sort of practices that Melody Scott is involved in. Now, after I located the Elizabeth Fairbanks case in the files in Redlands Court, I started looking at the causes of death of other conservatees. I went to the Hall of Records and started pulling up some of the death certificates. And there were a great number of Melody Scott conservatees who had died of pneumonia whose death certificate was signed by the same doctor, Dr. Victoria Raines, who had functioned as Elizabeth Fairbanks' doctor, had withheld the life-saving antibiotics, and had let Elizabeth Fairbanks die of pneumonia. So whether or not this happens repeatedly with all the other deaths I saw by pneumonia signed by Dr. Vicki Raines, it would really take a large investigation. And under HIPAA, I don't have access to those medical records. But somebody needs to get in there and figure out if Dr. Raines is actually allowing people to die on a regular basis.
But, of course, you really can't make the charge without really having the information.
But we can make it about Elizabeth Fairbanks.
All right. All right, certainly that one instance, and there may be other things that are going on there, but increasingly today there is a attitude in medicine that when people are older and they're probably going to die sooner or later, why not just, well, it's awfully expensive to take care of them in the institutions, and maybe it would be better, you know, to use the money that a government has for younger people. Now, I personally don't agree with this. I don't think that anybody should make a decision that whether someone lives or dies, but unfortunately, at least, since we've lost the moral foundation of medicine, we've taken God out of the hospitals, out of our courts, and certainly out of our schools. Why should we be surprised when doctors make godlike decisions, which of course they don't have the right to do?
Well, I think the issue of a lack of integrity in the medical profession has become profoundly disturbing to a lot of people. And a lot of people buckle and are resistant at even understanding that doctors can do things like this. But doctors are humans, and many people are run, their decisions are run, made by the profit motive. And if someone is, you know, being told you're to withhold medicine from this person, and, you know, and at the end of the rainbow there's a big pot of gold for you, then many people will simply buckle their lip and do it. And we're seeing this now happen all over the country. There's another case of a conservatorship of which I'm intimately aware of that happened in Florida, where an elderly woman, Corrine Bramson, had been funneled into a conservatorship. She had a diagnosis of colitis. Somehow she got put into hospice, where the hospice doctor translated the colitis definition into cancer. The woman was plied with morphine, and she was dead in 12 days. And also, you know, had quite a bit of money, which seemed to have mysteriously disappeared very quickly in what was a very brief conservatorship.
Did she have a family? Was there anybody looking after her beside the conservator?
She sure did have a family. She had a daughter who was yelling holy murder and trying to do everything she could to save her mother, but she had, Corrine Bramson had another daughter who was fairly financially predatory. And this is apparently what happened, is that the predators seem to be rising like scum to the top these days. And the predators seem to be getting, pretty much latitude to do what they will. We're seeing this on the, we're seeing this in terms of foreign policy, and we're certainly seeing it on the domestic front as well. Very often in a family, there is a split. There are daughters or sons who just want the money, and there's daughters or sons who really do care about their parent. This is a story that played up very well in King Lear, that famous Shakespeare play, where Cordelia, the good daughter, who was only trying, you know, to obey and honor her father, got vilified, cast out of the kingdom, whereas the evil predatory daughters, got their way, which is very often what we are seeing happening now. Very often the professional conservator will work the family. They'll figure out which daughter or son is only interested in money, and they will prey on that to their own advantage.
All right, well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Janet Palin, who's talking about the problem of the conservatorships in a nation that seems to have lost its way from a moral foundation. We'll be back here in just a moment, right here at Genesis.
We'll be right back. today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Janet Phelan. Janet, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners about your website and about your radio program?
Right. You can read most of my recent articles on my webpage if you go to www.cosmicpenguin.com and then click on the Janet Phelan link. That will take you to my webpage. You can read the probate murder series there. You can read my articles on police corruption and abuse. and you can read about water as a weapon, which is a very serious issue, which people really need to inform themselves about. I also have a couple of videos which I produced, which are on the page, and there are a number of my radio interviews as well. I started out essentially as a print journalist, and I have been a print journalist for about 25 years. Back in 2008, about a year ago, I got my first little community radio show on KSKQ, which is in Ashland, Oregon, and I did a one-hour-a-week show there and then ended up also doing a show on Republic Broadcasting Network for a while. I joined up with Liberty Radio News, which just went on the air in the beginning of March. There's some people from RBN who kind of left RBN to start up Liberty Radio. I'm sorry, Liberty News Radio. And so my show airs from 3 to 6 every Saturday. And just got some good news because I just picked up some more affiliate stations. I'm very pleased about that. You know, we're in very, very dark times, and there are a lot of quote-unquote reporters and quote-unquote talk show hosts out there who are really trying to divert our attention from things that we need to know about. And we need, you know, if our parents and loved ones are being attacked through the courts, we need to know about it. And I am so grateful, Dr. Monteith, that you know, and others have put me on the air about this, because this is a very, very serious issue, which is being vastly underreported.
And, of course, you mentioned on our earlier program that somebody tried to report on this for Fox News, and they, after 20 years with Fox News as a key investigative reporter, why they simply were summarily done away with. Now, I don't say they were discharged, let's put it that way.
Discharged, yeah, it's a little different.
Because they were covering the same thing, but go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Mary Garofalo had been on the Fox 5 investigative team in New York City for 20 years. She was a senior member of their investigative team. And she started to run a series on what's happening in these corrupt conservatorships. And the day after the second in her rather hard-hitting investigative report ran, she was called into the office, told her contract wasn't going to be renewed and she could pack up her desk and go home. Now, I was lucky enough to get Mary Garofalo onto my KSKQ show, where she was discussing some of the issues and the shocking stories that she was uncovering out there in New York. But she wasn't able to pursue this because she didn't have a job. We're also seeing some very strange sort of behavior by the print media around this story as well. My series, The Probate Murders, had a sidebar piece called Who Bought the Free Press, in which I talked about some of the behaviors by Southern California newspapers around this conservatorship story. I was lucky enough to be interfacing with the lead reporter for the LA Times series. Back in 2005, the LA Times ran a series called Guardians for Profit, When a Family Matter Becomes a Business. And this has been cited as, you know, one of the best and most hard-hitting investigative reports, exposés done on conservatorships. Well, in fact, because I was speaking so often with the lead reporter, Robin Fields, I had a very good idea about what the Times really had. And when I saw what they published versus what the information they had, I almost fell out of my chair. They had watered this down to gruel, down to oatmeal. And furthermore, the LA Times showed up when there had been a series of demonstrations in front of courthouses, particularly in front of San Bernardino Courthouse and Redlands Courthouse. They're both in San Bernardino County, concerning this conservatorship matter. Now, the LA Times showed up when Elizabeth Fairbanks' daughter, Mary Beth Fairbanks, held a demonstration out there. There were a number of different news sources out there. It was covered by the local Channel 7 ABC affiliate in Los Angeles, but LA Times wouldn't cover it, wouldn't put a word in the paper about this. And I ended up calling the reporter to find out why. And she's like fumbling for an explanation. And she actually told me, well, the LA Times doesn't cover the Inland Empire. Well, the LA Times has an Inland Empire edition. The problem with this demonstration is the people there were pretty upfront about what they thought was really going on. The placards, the signs read things like, said things like, stop killing our parents for financial gain. I mean, you don't get much clearer than that. And it was harder to put a spin on this demonstration to say something like, well, you know, this is just a little financial misappropriation. It is not just a little financial misappropriation. There are not just a few bad apples, which, you know, some sort of investigation can clear up and clean out. We have massive collusion going on in the justice agencies. And I could start reeling off names. Lynn Ponson, who's an assistant district attorney. Mark Geiger, who's an assistant senior attorney general for the great state of California. All of these people have covered up reports of conservatorship crime. So it's a big, big pot of worms.
But you have gotten into a position where you've actually had to leave the country and living in Toronto?
Oh, my story is the perils of Pauline here. Yeah, I am living in Toronto right now. My visa runs out in August, and the Canadian government has informed me that under no circumstances will they let me extend my visa. I've had some problems with, shall we say, misconduct by of the authorities around me the last few years. I've been trying to do the best I can as a journalist. I consider myself very well trained. I went to one of the best graduate schools in the country in journalism, and I've written for some pretty stellar publications. I began to be aware that the world was not the way, our country was not what we were told it was, and I decided that I was going to use my journalistic skills, my modest journalistic skills to the best of my ability to try to explain to whoever is listening what appears to be really going on. And as no good deed goes unpunished, I found that I had some level of attack and assault going on towards me. So at the point that things became rather perilous in Oregon, I very quietly put my things into storage and came up to Canada.
Well, you know, I think that we see this abuse. We see this with the child protective agencies. And I think we probably see it with the elderly protective agencies as well. In fact, whenever you get government involved, why, there's always a tendency for corruption. And I fear that that is true as far as this is concerned. But, of course, apparently it extends into the courts. Now, are some of the judges trying to do a good job? Did you run into any that were really trying to address the issues?
That's a complicated question. Which
all right, fine. Well, you can answer it when we get back, or as best you can, or just dodge the question and change the subject. That's what the experts do. Anyway, our guest is Janet Pham. We're talking about corruption within the conservatorships and within the courts in California. We'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit it, you can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Janet Phelan, and we have about 5 minutes before you have to wrap up the program, so go for it.
Right. I wanted to address your question about the judges, and a lot of people have contacted me about this conservatorship issue because I've become sort of a lightning rod. I'm one of the few reporters who's actually talking about this. And usually people contact me because they, you know, are concerned about what the judges are doing. So I don't get a lot of people contacting me saying, well, I'm happy with what the judge did. They're usually unhappy. However, that being said, if we can just talk about San Bernardino County for a moment, I have, you know, which is an area that I have a lot of knowledge of the dynamics and system there, I have noticed that this Melody Scott group, and there really is a group kind of surrounding her, and she has, up until the forfeiture of her license, she had almost cornered the market on conservatorships and probate administrations in San Bernardino County. So some estimates were that she was involved, or her group was involved, in 60 to 70% of these in San Bernardino. And what I have noticed is that when certain judges get appointed to these cases, like Judge James Cox over in Palm Springs, that group immediately disqualifies him from the case. The same goes with Judge Cynthia Ludvigson. They do not want James Cox or Cynthia Ludvigson apparently hearing their cases, which in my mind would go to a possibility that these judges are acting, you know, with judicial ethics and integrity, because, you know, what I've seen the other judges, particularly Judge Michael Welch, doing is just an abomination. So I do think that there probably are good judges out there, and I think that the corrupt conservators and attorneys know who they are, and they file their peremptory challenges and get them thrown off cases. I do want to say that at this point in time, Melody Scott and others in her group are under an investigation by the San Bernardino grand jury. But interestingly enough, even while this investigation is ongoing, we still have the police and the district attorney refusing to take criminal complaints about Melody Scott. So, you know, in a sense, there's a kind of schizophrenia going on in the justice system, because she's under investigation and the DA and police are acting as if it's business as normal and they're protecting her. So it remains to be seen how this is going to play out.
Well, now, of course, did the investigation that you're speaking of come about because of your articles, do you think?
I'm not taking, you know, sole responsibility for that. I do know that my articles have had an impact, and I know that Melody Scott has gotten a lot of people very upset, and that, you know, that other upset people have made complaints and reports. So, you know, I think that when you have a decade-long crime spree, you know, where you have robbed and possibly, shall we say, made inappropriate end-of-life decisions, you know, for dozens and dozens of people, you're going to leave a trail behind, and people are going to be pretty upset. And at some point, something is going to have to be done, and I'm really hoping that this time is now, because she has wreaked incredible damage on too many families.
Well, let's hope that justice will out in this case one way or the other. So we just have to wait and see, and I hope you'll keep us appraised of it. Now, we've only got about 2 minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to bring up?
Well, you know, I'd like to say that even though whether or not Melody Scott goes down, we have Melody Scotts all over this country, and people are being hurt by these programs, which are, you know, attacking not only the elderly's assets, but they're attacking the inheritance, the financial viability of the next generation, you know, not to mention the, you know, horrible physical harm that is wreaked on people through these. So, you know, I urge people to become aware about this and to, you know, to find out what they can do to protect their loved ones from a renegade government, which is what we're seeing.
Well, I fear that you're absolutely right. Well, but Janet, I want to thank you so very much for being with us. God bless, and keep us posted as to what happens.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I greatly appreciate this, Dr. Monteith.
I appreciate having you. Janet's been on 3 of our programs, and we've certainly enjoyed hearing. This is something I really wasn't aware of. I certainly was aware of the child abuse protection agencies and their abuse of the young. Now we see, of course, it extends into the elderly. And whenever you have government interfering with people's lives and interjecting itself, and unfortunately, of course, you may very well find that some siblings are just assumed that some children would just assume their parents died, because after all, then they'd have the inheritance. Others are concerned about their parents. Unfortunately, we have lost the moral foundation of America, and as a result of losing that moral foundation, why, of course, should we be surprised that there is irresponsible action on the part of children? and certainly on the part of government officials. After all, the old adage is, he who dies with the most wins, or is that how it works? Well, unfortunately, it seems that way. We have people at the highest levels of our government who are involved in corruption, and people within our court system, and people within our, even within our police agencies in some parts of the country. Hopefully, we can improve our police and our courts and return to some sort of a moral foundation. Because if we do not, there is no instance in all history where a nation has turned against God, where that nation has survived. So certainly just hope and pray that there will be a revival across America. One reason we do what we do is to point out the things that are going on, as certainly Janet is doing, and try to point out that it all really gets back to a moral foundation. Moral people would not misuse or mistreat elderly people. Children who are moral would not mistreat their parents. And we would not be in the problems we are today if we had not taken God and prayer out of our schools and out of our courts and out of our medical profession. So, with that as a thought, let me just remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there and you agree with us, we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, and we'd love to invite you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And then, of course, if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. You need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret. You need, of course, to get our syllabus on the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, because we've compiled this. It's got a lot of great information in it you won't get elsewhere. We hope that you will certainly get our DVDs, the Secret Mystery Set, the Secret Mysteries of America, beginning the first one. These are very, very professionally done DVDs. And then the Riddles in Stone, you'll see the architecture of our nation's capital, and all the signs of the zodiac and occult symbols in Washington, D.C. that nobody ever points out. What are occult symbols and statues doing in our nation's capital? Well, of course, you'll be better able to understand it after you've seen The Eye of the Phoenix. And that's the third in the series, goes into the occult symptoms and symbols on the back of the dollar bill. And the man who put that there, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was a disciple of a man named Manly P. Hall, who was a Satanist. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a 32nd degree Mason. He was obsessed with this whole world satanic movement, and of course that's why he put the emblem on the back of the dollar bill. That is the Eye of the Phoenix. Now, if you have any question at all of this, the true significance of the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, we do carry a book written by Manly P. Hall. It's called The Secret Destiny of America. You'll have to remember that. It's not listed in our catalog, but you can call our 800 number and order it. The Secret Destiny of America, written by Manly P. Hall, will tell you that for 3,000 years, members of secret societies have been planning about bringing about a world democracy, and the emblem on the back of the Great Seal of the United States, because, of course, the emblem on the back of the dollar bill came off the back of the Great Seal, absolutely is the emblem of the ancient mystery religion. So what's it doing on the dollar bill, and why doesn't anybody ever talk about it? Because they don't want you to understand that the secret societies are in control of our country today. And there's not just one of them, there are a number of them together, but they're all joined together by a common hatred of Christianity and a desire for a new world order. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You'll certainly want to get our new CD set on the deadly assassins, DVD on vaccines and brain development, our webpage, radioliberty.com. Go there, get the information, watch the DVDs, and then pray for America. But please pray